Welcome back to the VTV Live pregame show, and yes, it is finally back. We finally have a chance to get to Mace's Three Keys. Mace, the first time in 2016.
First time in 2016 at home, but yes, first time. And number one, let's just start with the quarterback competition. And obviously, we talked about it at the start of the show, but yeah, that's what everyone's going to have their eyes on. And you know, it's a big night for Trevor Siemian, his first professional start of any kind. But it's also a big night for Mark Sanchez when he comes in after Siemian, and then Paxton Lynch when he gets in there. You want to see him continue the progress they showed last week. So I don't know if there's going to be clarity to the quarterback competition. It may still be co-number ones after this game. Certainly, if all three of them play well, it's a good problem to have for the Broncos. Number two, the defensive line. We talked about earlier with Vance Walker out for the season, so Jared Crick's going to see more time. You're going to see Adam Gotsis in there quite a bit. Darius Kilgo actually worked on the first team at defensive end when Derek Wolfe was out on Thursday. And that shows you the kind of versatility those nose tackles have to have, like Darius Kilgo, Sylvester Williams, Kyle Pecco. They all have to play defensive end. So as the Broncos look to replace Malik Jackson and fill in for Vance Walker, everybody's got to pitch in, team effort. And then number three, special teams competitions. It's something we haven't really talked a lot about, but kickoff and punt return is an interesting competition with Jordan Norwood, Braylon Addison, and Khalif Raymond. Addison and Raymond, both rookies, both were solid last week, in the words of special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis. And then at punter, Riley Dixon and Brenton Colquitt. They've been neck and neck throughout training camp. They were neck and neck last week. We'll see how they do here at their first game this summer at 5,280 feet, guys.
Mace, you expect Jordan Norwood to get any returns here tonight?
I don't think we're going to see much of him on returns. Still, they want to see what Addison and Raymond can do. Norwood is a known commodity, of course. Everyone remembers the 61-yard punt return he had in Super Bowl 50. They want to get a long look at those two undrafted rookies.
Well, we see some of the specialists coming out here right now, so we'll see how the returner game plays out here tonight. One area, though, where there's not much competition is at defensive end, where Von Miller is the main man there. Pretty cool story this week as he gets to spend some time with a guy he essentially grew up with in Tony Gerard Eddy. The two of them lived together when they went to DeSoto High School. They both went to Texas A&M. So we decided to sit them down and see exactly how well they know each other.
People let me tell you about my best friend. He's just a little weird. Whoa. It's a little weird. Different. He's different. But it's what makes him. He embraces it.
I think what makes our friendship, you know, what it is because I'm way, like, out here and, like, I'm thinking about all of this stuff. And his eyes are on the prize. And he helps keep me grounded. And I think I help loosen him up. Tony like a lot of different genres. I mean, right now it's current. Probably, what, Lil Uzi?
Yeah, not right now though, all time.
All time? Probably Lil Wayne?
There we go.
Lil Wayne? Yeah, see?
We both like different genres, but I'm gonna have to say Michael Jackson?
No, rap.
Rap? Lil Wayne?
Yeah, Lil Wayne. I mean, you know, we in Miami a lot. You know, we in Miami, you know, go-to spot.
Dang, I can't remember the name of it. We go there all the time.
Two old ladies in there cooking?
Yep.
Start with a C, probably.
Clive's Cafe. Yeah.
Probably what? Oh, what? Like Del Frisco's or something?
Yeah.
Del Frisco's. You know, we be on Instagram all day. You know, it's probably.
Nah, I don't be on
that. Oh, I be on Instagram all day. You know, it's celebrity crush. I don't know. We this whole off season we right there with celebrities. I don't know.
I'm that guy.
I don't know.
They crush on me. Vaughn. He got so many, man. He kind of thirsty a little bit.
You know, I be on my healthy stuff, too, though. So, cereal, they really don't. You know, I be on my,
I don't eat cereal.
Ferrari diet. You know, I got it from him, actually, though. My diet, I got it from him. Changed my diet up. You know, it worked for me, too. So, he was the first one, though. You know, I try to go with, like, complex carbs. You know, I really try to put a lot of junk in there. Like, green. Anything green, I'm going to eat it. Kale. Anything green, no matter how bad it tastes, I'm going to eat it. I like chicken, a whole lot of chicken. He don't eat red meat, though.
Or pork.
No, we both don't eat pork. But I eat, you know, some red meat sometimes.
Now, what would I say?
Is your active?
Yeah. How would I answer the question?
Man, you probably say like, well, Denzel or something.
The dude that played Urkel in Family Matters. No?
No, buddy from Friday Night Lights.
Booby?
Derek Lewis. Yeah. Hitting them folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's in there. Like, I swag it out. I just told him I swag
it out.
Yeah.
Just
swag it out. I know he's gonna hit.
Come on, easy.
That was like almost like perfect, right?
Almost perfect. Yeah.
Obviously, those two guys know each other very well. They aced that test there. Mace, who would play you in a movie?
Probably someone who played a hobbit at one point. I'm going to go with Martin Freeman.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, your favorite dance move?
You know, I swag it out just like Von.
Oh, sorry. Okay, let's see. Let's just
no,
see.
No.
Okay. Well, obviously, those guys know each other. We know each other pretty well. Spend the whole season together, so pretty cool deal.
Yep. It's almost time to end the show. We're going to get a final thought from everybody. Mace, you're up first.
Well, I expect a very spirited game. It's got Chip Kelly and his team. They want to prove something. They had a rough year last year, but they had a lot of energy in practice this week. I think they want to come out here tonight and maybe not have fracases like they had on Thursday during practice, but certainly a very spirited, energetic game tonight.
I'm going to stick with the quarterbacks. You know, Gary Kubiak said that he would like to have a final decision at the quarterback position. Will he have one, though? A completely different question. It'll be interesting to see if one guy really gets some separation here tonight.
Yeah, and for me, it'll be the wide receiver battle tonight. Cody Latimer had the great game last week, but who tonight will be that guy to step up for the Denver Broncos in that wide receiver core? But like we said at the top, that will do it. We are just about an hour from kickoff. First Broncos action of the home 2016 season. For Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, I'm Matt Boyer. Enjoy the game, everybody. The Broncos are back for the first time in 2016.